Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Kurt Bjorklund.
Mark chapter 10 is a series of interactions that Jesus has where he teaches or people ask him questions. And in a way, there's an implied question in each of these sections, and that's what I want us to focus on. The first is Jesus' teaching on divorce, Mark chapter 10, verses 1 through 12. And the reason I say that it's a question, it says, the Pharisees came up to him, verse 2, in order to test him and asked, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? And certainly we could spend our time focusing on what the Bible says about divorce. I don't think that that's a unnecessary thing to look at. It's important to know and say, what does it teach? But in the context of the book of Mark, the point may not be as much Jesus saying, here's what you need to know about divorce, as it is, here was the attitude of the Pharisees, and that is, how far can I go? What can I get away with? And so their approach to Jesus was, you are the giver of rules, and now we're going to argue in technicalities, in a sense, about what we can get away with. And here's, or maybe they were trying to trap him, would be the other option. Jesus answered, he says, what did Moses command you? And they said, Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of divorce or send her away. And Jesus said to them, because of the hardness of your heart, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate. And so the focus here in some ways could be on the rules, which is one way to approach God, is to say, what are the rules? And then what can I navigate so that I have as broad a spectrum of possibilities as possible left to me, and I will keep the rules. Now, I believe that that's a poor way to approach God, both in terms of our ultimate salvation, because our salvation doesn't come from keeping the rules, but from Jesus keeping the rules on our behalf. And secondly, I think it's poor, even in our day-to-day life, because asking about where the line is and negotiating the line and how close can I get to the line, how far can I push the line, is not a helpful way to approach God, because really the issue here is heart. And the heart is, he says, is because of the hardness of your heart that he allowed. And so what you see here, at least in part, is Jesus' way of approaching people is not to say, here's the rules, you better keep the rules, but he's saying, I want your heart. And you know intuitively that the way that your heart is given to somebody is not by saying, well, what can I get away with? But it's by saying, your heart is for me, my heart is for you, and I want to give as much of myself to you as possible. Now, that doesn't mean that Jesus doesn't give an exception that applies to divorce, but it means if you go into marriage looking for the out, or you come to Jesus looking for the way that you can be as liberated and free as possible. And by free and liberated, I don't mean freedom in the biblical sense or liberated in the biblical sense. I mean liberated to do what you want to do, free to do what you want to do. You're approaching Jesus through a lens of what can I get away with? And Jesus challenges that here. And he says, no, it's the hardness of your heart. Sure, I'll give you some of these stipulations here. And in a way, he raises the bar, because our heart is revealed not in saying, what can I get away with, but what can I give? How can I do something? Now, if you're in a challenging marriage today and you're saying, well, I actually need to know if I can step out of this marriage. And that's a legitimate question. And this text in Matthew 19, 1 Corinthians 7 are all relevant to that and understanding and interpreting the scriptures. But again, I want you to see here more than anything that our way forward is not by saying, what can I get away with, but what can I give to Jesus in my life? So today, where, maybe marriage, maybe somewhere else, have you been asking the question, what can I get away with, instead of how can I get closer to Jesus? You know, in some ways, the way to think about this is to have whatever debate you want about the line, But the approach isn't to say, well, now how close can I get to the line, but how can I get away from the line so that God has my heart? So where can you give your heart more fully to Jesus today?
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.